Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sign Guy Nation, welcome to the show on another Friday afternoon. Sign Guy with you as normal. Real fast before we jump into things today, if you are looking for some professional wrestling in the next couple of days, tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana, NWA in Tampa, Florida, CAW in Vancouver, BC, WTF in Huntington, Indiana, 907 Pro Wrestling in Anchorage, Alaska, Mega Pro Wrestling in Marmette, West Virginia, and Reactivate Pro Wrestling in Tri-Cities, Washington, as well as SOS in Tacoma, Washington tonight. Tomorrow, Northwest Pro, where you can find myself in Vaughan, Washington. NWA back in Tampa tomorrow. Wrestle Club in Boise, Idaho. DOA in Portland, Oregon. BCW in Guthrie, Oklahoma. JICW in Martinsville, Indiana. 907 back in Anchorage, Alaska tomorrow. MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee. King of Sports Championship Wrestling in Cumbie, Texas. Reactivate Pro Wrestling back at a festival tomorrow in Tri-Cities, Washington. And Emerge Wrestling happening in Columbus, Indiana tomorrow. So there is lots of great wrestling out there. Make sure you get out there, support your local independent professional wrestling where it may be near you. Today, we are going to be discussing and previewing Paulcade 5. We've had these shows ever since the beginning with the original Paulcade, where we run down all the pertinent information. We will be joined momentarily by Nick Manawa, who joins us this year to help out with that. For the people that do not know, Paulcade is an annual event that is designed to raise money to benefit the local animal shelters in southern Indiana. This year, the event on Sunday, April 21st, at the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Some of the matches you will see: the Pan-African World Diaspora Championship. Shug D, our longtime guest and one of our favorites, versus Hoodfoot Mo Atlas, my old tag team partner. Colby Carino will be wrestling Daniel Starling. Noah Vell versus Chase Holiday. Dmitry Alexandrov versus John Wayne Murdoch. Niab versus the Audi versus the Bruisers. There will be a mystery scramble. There will also be the MidwestTerritory.com chain number one contender battle royal. Cole Radrick will face Steve, and in what is being billed as the worst wrestling match ever, promoter Chad French versus Ben Sheeran. So make sure you pay attention as we get into all of those matches momentarily. Let me contact Nick Manawa, see if he is ready to join us here shortly. One moment as we make that attempt. All right. And he should be here momentarily, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully you will all join us as we get ready for Paulcade. It's an event that we all look forward to. to taking part in every year. It is a big benefit for the animal shelters there in southern Indiana. The money goes to buy dog food and provide shelter and other necessities that dogs need. It's a very, very worthy cause. People in the past have been encouraged to bring their own dogs with them to the event, so it's a very dog-friendly event, and I know a lot of wrestlers put Allgate on their calendars every year because they want to be part of something like that that does good, not just for pro wrestling, but for the community and for the animals themselves. So one of our favorite events. I have gone the last couple of years, if we include this year, so, you know, it means a lot to me as well. And I believe we are joined by the man helping me today to bring you all the pertinent information. Nick Manuel, thank you so much for being here today.
How's it going, guys?
Going very, very well. And I was just telling our listeners that this event, Pawcade number 5, it is designed to help the animals in the local animal shelters. We raise money for them every year. Chad French started this 5 years ago, and it has grown every year. And I know you look forward to being a part of it, as I do, as pretty much everyone associated has always looked forward to it. Are you ready to run down some Pawcade matches for the listeners?
Let's do it, man.
All right. Well, one of the matches that is going to be, I'm sure, a crowd favorite, there will be a Mystery Battle Royal happening, and the winner of that match becomes number one contender to the MidwestTerritories.com chain, which is a very prestigious Midwest championship. Am I right?
You are right on that. And I don't know if it's known or if Chad just told me and you, but immediately after that Battle Royal, Rico Gonzalez will be defending that championship train against the winner of the Battle Royal immediately after.
Exactly. That chain has been around the neck of a lot of great wrestlers. Pawcade normally sees a defense of the chain because Midwest Territories is near and dear to the promoter, Chad French, and so we've seen the chain on, I believe, all the Pawcades. Do you think we're going to see a new champion after that Battle Royal?
I mean, crazier things have happened at Pawcade. We've seen retirements. We've seen unretirements. We've seen debuts. We've seen stars being made. We've seen, crazy death matches. We saw Billy the P once dressed up as a chicken. So you never know what you're going to get when you come to a Pawcade show.
That is the truth. We once saw the lights go on and off during a freak thunderstorm at the very first Pawcade. So
yes.
Anything can happen.
I believe it was myself and the late, great Lee G on the commentary for Larry D and Mike Roach, and we thought, the American Badass was there himself, turning off the lights. But no, just a freak thunderstorm, the craziest thing I've ever been a part of.
Now, keep in mind, fans, the freak thunderstorm was at a semi-outdoor venue. They were in a sheltered area, so the ring was not
like
really
a
risk.
A fairground, so it was, you know, it was kind of open and with a roof over it. It was kind of weird. This year, it is at the Jeffersonville Arena. There's a roof. There's all four sides of the building, so there's no chance of hail or thunderstorms or even snow here in Kentuckiana hitting you when we're watching Pawcade on 421 at the lovely Jeffersonville Arena.
Absolutely. The arena waterproof as far as I know, so we should be fine this year.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but if you're sitting in the audience, I think you'll be safe.
Audience-wise, waterproof, yes.
Yes, there we go.
Also on tap, something of a mystery to us, is the Mystery Scramble. Now, yes. We don't know how many competitors will eventually be a part of this scramble or exactly who might be in this, but scrambles can be a fun match, and I'm sure this is going to be no different.
And I do have an exclusive scoop for you, Sign Guy. I was able to twist the arm of Chad French, and we have seen some of the competitors post their own match graphics. I know Gigi Jacobs did that, but Chad, just a mere hour or two ago, he told me that Jeffrey John is another competitor in that Mystery Scramble. He is a former Midwest Territory.com Championship chain holder after winning the Doug French Memorial Canine Cup last year. So, you know, that's a big get for Chad, and that's a big challenge for everyone, you know, in that Mystery Scramble to take on a former Midwest Territory.com Championship chain holder.
Absolutely, and there might be multiple holders of that chain in that match by the time we get through with it, because I'm sure lots of top guys want to be part of Pawcade, so they might be looking to get into that Mystery Scramble.
Absolutely.
Now, we have a match set, and I presume they're trying to top last year. They are billing it as the worst wrestling match ever. Our promoter, Chad French, taking on his old rival, Ben. What can you tell us about this?
Well, you know, last year we saw it was Chad French and Big D in that grudge match that, you know, Big D was attacking Chad at his job and begging to be on the show and then not asking but telling Chad that he was going to be on the show. We get to Pawcade. Chad is managed by Ben, which was a shock to, I think, all of us there in attendance. And then, wouldn't you know it, that SOB, Ben Sharon, turns his back on Chad. And, you know, he has some comeuppance with Big Ron Bass Jr. But, you know, it's been a year since then about. So, you know, there's still some bad blood. There's still some, you know, animosity there between Chad and Ben. And they say this is the last time they're going to do this. And it's for all the marbles here at Pawcade. And, yeah, I think Ben's in for a big world of hurt, if you ask me, at Pawcade.
Chad's got nothing to lose in this. I think he's going to throw everything he has at Ben. And I'm sure the opposite applies, because if Chad is telling us the reality of the situation, it will be the last time he steps into the ring. So he wants to get out all that frustration on Chad. Chad wants to get out his frustration on Ben. We might see a surprise, really good match out of this. That sometimes the bad feelings between wrestlers make for a great match, even when you don't expect it.
Yep, as Jerry Jarrett used to say, real issues draw money. So, this could be one for the ages.
Absolutely. Now, a special attraction one-on-one match is also on tap for the 21st. Cole Radrick taking on Steve. Cole Radrick, a man that is one of the top independent wrestlers anywhere. I always look forward to running into Cole Radrick whenever we come across each other, but he has his hands full coming up this year at Pawcade.
Yeah, Steve, not Dr. Death on Twitter. You know, he won that Battle Royal last year with that excellent shirt that he had on. And ever since then, you know, him and Cole have kind of been going at it. And online, and, you know, sometimes Steve would attend the Paradigm Pro Wrestling shows, and him and Cole would be at it, you know, Steve in the crowd and Cole in the ring or in the entranceway or whatever. So no love lost between these two. And Steve has also said this will be the last time that he competes in a wrestling ring. This is his last one. And, you know, he's hoping to put a hurt on old Cole Radrick.
Now, we also have a match coming up. It will be Jackson Drake, and Jackson is stepping in as a replacement for Billy Starks, but he will be facing A-Game. What can you tell us about this match?
You know, Joseph Alexander, A-Game, one of the top young prospects in, no pun intended, the game right now, out of the New York area, and makes the trip down for Paradigm Pro Wrestling, a former MidwestTerritory.com championship train holder himself. And, you know, he's just something special to watch in that ring. I hate to do the, you know, 2024 is going to be his year or whatever, but I truly feel that way about A-Game. It just takes the right person to see him and to mold that ball of clay that he is. Just on top of that, just a fantastic individual as well. I have seen Jackson Drake before. I got to call a match for him at New South Pro Wrestling down in Alabama. And he's another guy on the rise, a young guy on the rise, trying to, you know, make the moves that he needs to, trying to get those big matches. And I believe this will be his Jeffersonville Arena debut and maybe even his Kentuckiana debut. So definitely looking to get some eyes on him. You know, everyone, you know, we got Sean Ross Sapp going to be there as well. So, you know, there's going to be some eyes on this show. There's going to be some eyes on Paul Cade. So all it takes is, you know, somebody with the right side of the right set of eyes, rather, to see someone. And then, you know, who knows where they go from there.
Exactly right. Paul Cade gets bigger and bigger, and more eyes seem to fall on it. So anyone on this card can break out of that pack. And if a couple of people watching things see them, the sky's the limit. Now, the next match we have coming up, it'll be No Avail taking on someone I am very familiar with, Chase Holiday, who also is a former MidwestTerritory.com chain holder.
Right, No Avail from the forgotten state of Florida has been making waves in Paradigm Pro Wrestling, won titles, and both of these competitors have wanted a match against each other or wanted another match with each other. And Chaz said, y'all want to fight each other so bad, let's do it. We'll do it at Paul Cave. You know, Chase Holiday, known as a heavy hitter, but No Avail, they may be, you know, a smaller individual, but known to hit hard themselves. So definitely going to be some hard elbows, some hard strikes, some kicks, you know, God knows what else in this one. Definitely one to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. And last year, Chase also had a smaller opponent, and it was also a pretty heavy-hitting affair. So I think we're going to see something similar out of this match, and it definitely should be a good one. Now, we also have on the card Dmitry Alexandrov versus John Wayne Murdoch, who is no stranger whatsoever to either Paul Cade or the Kentuckiana area.
You said it, Sign Guy. And, you know, we saw Dmitry last year against Kai Faden in that crazy death match, Fans Bring the Weapons. We saw John Wayne Murdoch a few Paul Cades ago, like I said, with Billy the P. And, you know, obviously we can't get too crazy, not as crazy as we got in New Albany at the Jeffersonville Arena. But, you know, I think chance that there may be some doors hanging around. There may be some chairs hanging around. There may be some, you know, pizza pans and stuff of that nature. So it's, you know, as well as great as these guys are in technical wrestling and straight up wrestling, I think people want to see both of these competitors in more of a brawl, more of a fight, more of a hardcore match, if you will. And, you know, Dmitry Alexandrov has been making waves in the world of deathmatch and hardcore wrestling down in Texas and going all over. Obviously, John Wayne Murdoch in my personal opinion, the greatest deathmatch wrestler going today, definitely the best in the world, if you ask me. So this one's going to be an ass beater for sure.
Absolutely. I think the fans are going to see a match for the ages out of that. It's going to be very different than, I think, the rest of the matches. So it's going to stand out just visually for that very reason. Now, we also have a three-way tag team match. Can you tell us about this three-team match we're getting?
Three-way tag team match, and all three of these teams are basically like children of the Jeffersonville Arena. We have the Bruisers of Mitch Malick and Robert Catchum. We have the Awesome Odyssey, the Audi, of Chris Copeland and Jack Andrews. And then we have the New Era of Violence of Drew Dillinger and Matt Atreya. You know, we've seen, you know, the Bruisers are from the Grindhouse Pro Wrestling Academy. The every month we have a Grindhouse show there at the Jeffersonville Arena. That's the student promotion of Too Tough Tony and Ronnie Roberts. And that's where they came out of. The Awesome Odyssey are out of the Dayton, Columbus, Ohio area. But, you know, they really cut their teeth in southern Indiana. You know, when they were first starting off at IWA Mid-South and Paradigm Pro Wrestling and, you know, other promotions in the area. And then Drew Dillinger and Matt Atreya have been around the Kentucky Anna scene. I believe I first saw Matt Atreya back at the first ever Destination One wrestling show in New Albany, Indiana in 2010. And then I first saw Drew Dillinger, I believe it was, I want to say 2012, or so that I first saw Drew Dillinger. So, you know, all these guys have some, you know, something to prove here in Kentuckiana, especially on a show like Falcade.
Absolutely. And with so many bodies in there, sometimes those three-corner tag team matches can be chaotic. The referee's going to have his hands full in that one for sure.
Yeah, let's hope you don't draw the straw on that one, fine guy.
I'm prepared for whatever comes my way. I'm just happy to be part of Falcade, but that one would definitely be up there on the level of difficulty. But we also have a very exciting match. I'm looking forward to this one very much. Colby Carino versus Daniel Starling. This one should be a barn burner and in a completely different tone than what Dimitri and John Wayne Murdoch are going to give us. This one should be a really good technical match. Would you think so?
Absolutely. I believe this is Colby Carino's Kentuckiana debut, definitely his arena debut, if I'm not mistaken. You know, originally scheduled to be for the NWA World Junior Heavyweight title. Card subject to change sometime, folks. And Colby lost that title, so no longer a title match. But it would definitely be a big feather in the cap for Daniel Starling if he's able to defeat a former champion like Colby Carino, someone that's, you know, really on the tear of his career so far and, you know, making moves everywhere, having, you know, great matches. He just recently inducted his father into the Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame. Just, I'm really excited for this one. Daniel Starling, you know, was looking very forward to having a shot at that title. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But, you know, a tremendous match between two individuals will do as much as winning a title for some. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you have that one match that has the right people watching it, and it sparks something in them, and all of a sudden their career skyrockets from there. And Daniel Starling in a singles match. Last year he was in a tag team match, and I was very,
yep,
very impressed with him. So I'm looking forward to seeing if he's gotten even better than I remember from last year coming up.
Right, yeah. Ron Bass Jr. and Daniel Starling, you know, were tag champions at the last Falcade for a Florida promotion. They have since kind of parted ways in the Kentuckiana area and Paradigm Pro Wrestling, with Ron Bass Jr. joining Death Clutch. So Daniel Starling's been having a lot of great singles matches for Paradigm Pro Wrestling. If people haven't checked those out on Triller TV, you definitely have a week or so to get caught up on what Starling's been doing in the singles ranks here in Kentuckiana. Looking very forward to seeing this one and calling this one, if you ask me.
Absolutely. And then we have a match I think is going to draw a lot of interest from the independent wrestling fans, not just in Kentuckiana, but I think fans all over the country are going to be excited for this one. Shook D taking on my old tag team partner, Hoodfoot Mo Atlas. This one's going to be a classic.
He's your old tag team partner, right?
He is. We, in fact, were tag team partners.
Where was that at? Was that in Indianapolis?
It was in Columbus, Indiana for Hoosier Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
It was Mo's, maybe his second or third ever professional match.
Wow. Talk about the history there.
Absolutely. And Shook D, multi-time guest of this very program. So I know him both fairly well. I'm looking forward to this for sure.
Yeah, Shook D just had a successful defense against Alex Kane, if I'm not mistaken, for that title. So, he's got all the bullseyes on his back. You know, he's been, having great matches, has been having, traveling all over defending that title. So, the Pan-African World Diaspora Championship, hopefully I'm saying that right. If not, I'm sure someone will yell at me. But, Mo lost that deathmatch, that American deathmatch title a few months ago. So he's been looking to get back with some gold around his waist, on his shoulder. And, that would be a huge title win for Mo Atlas if he's able to pick up the win over Shook D. But Shook D ain't no slouch. He ain't no scrub that Hoodfoot's going to run over real easily. This is going to be an all-out brawl. It's going to be a technical classic. It's going to be a little bit of everything here at Paul Cave.
Absolutely. And for the fans not overly familiar with Hoodfoot, he does a lot of deathmatch wrestling, but he can do pretty much any style you would think of in there. He can wrestle a technical match if you want him to. He can do just a straight-up brawl without the weapons. He can do all of these things. So when he gets in there with someone like Shook D, who also is like a chameleon and can do a lot of different things in the ring, it might be a different type of match than what a lot of fans will expect because they are so diverse. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You never know what you're going to get. I've seen Shook D do some crazy stuff in a flea market in Memphis, Indiana. I've seen him, bleed his own blood from shows in Georgia. And, he's been, on the run with the good hand in action wrestling. And, he's not scared of anything. We know Hoodfoot has almost no fear. So, who knows what's going to happen with these two going toe-to-toe. They did have some beef at Paradigm Pro Wrestling when Shook D was the leader of Death Clutch. And I don't believe they ever had any matches there. And even though it seems like Death Clutch has gotten rid of Shook D, I don't think that gets rid of the, animosity and the hatred that those two had for each other, even if he's not running with the same crew anymore.
Absolutely. And Shook D and Hoodfoot, very well known, like I said, to not just the fans in the Kentuckiana area. They're well known nationwide amongst the really knowledgeable independent wrestling fans. They have big fan bases. Shook D, of course, used to be in Chikara, which had a really big following across the country. Hoodfoot has wrestled all over the country, so he has also a very big following. I think this one's going to draw a lot of eyeballs to Paul Cade 5.
Absolutely.
Now, in addition to the matches we just went over for the listeners. You have referees, ring announcers, commentators coming from all over the map to take part in this event. Not just the wrestlers, but all of the people that take part in Paulcade always look forward to this event. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Can you tell us some of the other people on the show that we can expect to see at Paulcade 5?
My color commentator for the evening will be Tripping Balls on Twitter. Mr. Balls, as I like to call him, the son of Crusher Bones, the late, great Crusher Bones. And, you know, he's been doing some pop-ups for some Kentucky indie promotions to kind of get his feet wet and, you know, try out his commentary knowledge and stuff of that nature. And he is very excited to be on the call with me for Paulcade. We also have our very handsome friend Zane Paisley as the ring announcer. Always a good time when Zane is on the mic. One of my very favorite independent wrestling announcers. You know you're going to be able to understand him. You know he's going to be dressed to the nines, whether he's wearing, you know, a suit, whether he's wearing a comfortable gear, whether his very handsome masked brother from Bizarro Lucha is the one in charge. You know it's always going to be a good time when Zane is in the ring with the microphone. And like you said, you know, there's going to be just a bunch of other independent wrestling personalities. I don't even know everyone that's going to be there. And that's what Paulcade, I think, is, you know, some of the more fun shows is it's like a big family reunion every year. You get to see your homies that, you know, me and you only see each other at Paulcade usually. So, you know, it's like, you know, a family reunion as corny as that may sound, that's what it feels like. You get to see all your homies, you get to make new homies, you get to help out some animals, and you get to have a very fun wrestling show on top of it. What else could you want?
Absolutely. I mean, last year I got to see Kerry Awful for the first time in many, many years. Ironically, he wrestled as a dog the last time I saw him, and then last year he was wrestling on a show to help dogs. Coming full circle. Where else
yes.
could Paulcade get a story like that?
Right, absolutely. He finished the story.
Indeed. And, you know, speaking of Zane Paisley, I'm not saying I know anything concrete at all, but I do know Zane Paisley on occasion
yes.
has himself entered into battle royals.
Yes, I have seen that. I've been on commentary when Zane Paisley has entered battle royals before. He likes to do the old Nick Manoa of, you know, getting the stuff in and then getting the heck out of there. Which I don't blame him on that. The Drew Carey, the Nick Manoa, definitely the move when you're not a trained professional in a trained professional only battle royal.
Exactly. I mean. Whether he's in the Battle Royal or not, I'm just going to be very glad to see Zane Paisley. It's been a while since I've seen him, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there, be it the referees, the ring crew, the announce team, all the people. Like you said, it's like a big family reunion. I don't get to see all the people in Kentuckiana as much as I would like, so I always get to enjoy the opportunity to see them. And if I'm able to help out in a small way with this event and raise the money for the animal shelters there in southern Indiana, makes it very, very worthwhile for me. So I definitely look forward to Paulcade every single year. And we've supported them on this show, every single show they've had, and will continue to do so. And I know that you also have been there since the beginning, and it's just a great, great atmosphere all day long for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, Papa Kenway's going to be there with his delicious food for the staff and wrestlers and you know, entertainers for the day. So that's always a delight when Papa Kenway is bringing, you know, a whole bunch of chicken wings and brisket. Unfortunately, the fans will not be able to indulge, but I will be having many a chicken wings on 421 in Jefferson.
Absolutely. Now, for the fans listening today that want to take part in this and go watch some great wrestling and help a very worthwhile cause, April 21st of this year, it's a 2 p.m. bell time, and it is located in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the arena, 1416 Spring Street, if I am recalling correctly.
You are correct, my friend.
Sometimes I can't remember what day it is, but I can remember the addresses of wrestling arenas from across the country.
Amen, brother. And you can get tickets from Chad French on his social media. Let me see if I can pull up the ticket link real quick. I believe it's a, let's see, mwt.ticketsplice.com/Paulcade. Let me see if we can get to it just by, I think you can get to it by just doing mwt.ticketsplice.com. If not, you can go, you can visit Chad A. French on X/Twitter or Chad French on Facebook. And, you know, you can get your tickets that way. If you cannot make the show, you can donate. Even, you know, as much as a dollar will help this show go on to raise money for the animals and you know, be a success for everyone involved. So Chad A. French on Twitter/X, and it is his pinned tweet. So right there at the top, if you click that link, you can buy tickets, you can donate, and, you know, we will see everyone on April 21st.
Absolutely. Definitely, if you cannot be in Jeffersonville to see it, please donate and help us that way. And the fans will, if I'm understanding correctly, be able to see Paul Cade like they have in previous years via streaming. Am I right there?
Yes, it will be a part of Paradigm Pro Wrestling's Triller video on demand when it becomes available, probably, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a month after the show, once it's all edited. And, you know, last year we broke it down into individual episodes. So it would definitely be on Triller. You can, you know, join and for, you know, whatever, it, I think it's $10 a month, $7 a month, something like that. But you get Paradigm's full catalog. You get the GCW shows live. You get, there's so much wrestling on there that you get, you know, for a very low sum of money. So I would definitely be, you know, signing up for that and, you know, checking old Paul K shows out. And you know, definitely last year's is on there. I'm not sure if the ones previous are or not, but there's been some great Paradigm Pro Wrestling shows that both me and Chad are a part of. So if, you know, you go through all the Paul K's and you're looking for something to watch, you can watch some old Paradigm shows. You can watch some GCW shows that myself and Dave Prazak called in Columbus and St. Louis and Indianapolis. And, you know, there's so much wrestling on Triller that you can check out and definitely get your money's worth with a subscription.
Absolutely. And fans, it would be worth it to pick up a subscription in the next day or two. And prior to watching Paul Cade, you can study up on pretty much all of the wrestlers that we have discussed on the card and learn about them, get familiar, and then you're 100% ready when it comes time to watch Paul Cade. So you will have all the backstories and be familiar with them. Definitely a great investment for wrestling fans, just like Nick Manoa was saying. And then when it comes time, take a look at Paul Cade 5. It's going to be a fantastic event. All of them have been successful. They've raised money. They've entertained the fans. It's always a great time, not only for the people that are part of the show, but the fans themselves always enjoy themselves. It's always a very fun crowd. And if you watch it via streaming, you get to hear Nick Manawal's voice and not just him sitting at the desk. So if you go to Paul Cade, pick up a subscription and watch the streaming afterwards, live it with Nick Manawal's voice guiding you through things.
Right. If you come to the show, you can watch me freak out from the commentary table, and then you can go back and watch it and judge if my freak out was warranted when you hear the commentary. Myself and Mr. Ball.
Absolutely. Hopefully I won't do anything that calls you to freak out in a negative connotation. I'm going to do my best to avoid that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fans, once again, 21st of April. It is a Sunday afternoon, 1416 Spring Street in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the famous Jeffersonville Arena. Paul Cade 5, A New Beginning. So much going on. So much great, great talent. And strip away all of the talent, all of the fun you have seeing a wrestling show. You are supporting and helping the animal shelters in southern Indiana. And that's a very important thing. They need help. Running an animal shelter takes a good bit of money, and they always need support. So by doing this, you are not only helping, you're getting something out of it, a few hours of entertainment, some great wrestling for wrestling fans, and the people taking part on the show walk away not only having enjoyed themselves for putting on a good show, but catching up with a lot of people they don't see all the time, and also knowing that they helped support that cause as well. So it's a win-win-win situation all the way around. Nick Manoa, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Paul Cade, and we're going to have a fantastic time.
Thank you, as always, Stein Guy. And just a reminder, 1:30 doors, 2 p.m. bell. We know there is an AEW pay-per-view that evening. You will have more than enough time to get home and get settled to watch that show. You don't have to worry about missing anything from AEW that night. So definitely see a day of wrestling and then enjoy your night of wrestling that same evening with the AEW pay-per-view. No chance in missing anything because with the afternoon show.
Exactly. So you have plenty of time to make an entire day of wrestling. Who doesn't like spending an afternoon watching wrestling, going home, still being hyped up, sitting in front of the TV and watching more wrestling?
That's the way to do it.
All right. Well, fans, thank you very much for being with us today. And we hope that you all support Paul Cade, whether you go there in person and buy a ticket, or you drop a few dollars in donation, or you get a subscription, you watch the streaming service, and hopefully also drop a few dollars in the subscription. We appreciate the support. And as we wrap up today, Nick Manoa, you want to tell the listeners what you have coming up yourself and how they can find you on the social medias?
The night before Paul Cade, I will be commentating for Unsanctioned Pro in Columbus, Ohio at the Ace of Cups, also available on Triller TV. So that will be live streaming that evening. So you can check out that show and check out their back catalog, another incentive for being a Triller TV Plus subscriber. John Wayne Murdoch versus Akira for the UP Hardcore title. Charlie Tiger defends his UP heavyweight title against Yo-Yo. Let's see what else we got on that show. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That is on 420 in Columbus, Sanction Pro. Let's see what else we got. We got Kevin Blackwood taking on the Big Bufa, Desmond Cole. Christian Robinson versus Jeffrey John. Sam Beal versus Rachel Armstrong. These men do not exist of Victor Analog and Anakin Murphy defending their UP tag titles against the Audi. Alex Colon versus Ron Bass Jr. Plus, Derek has told me there's even matches that I do not know that will be happening. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches signed, and God knows how many that there will be there on 420 at the Ace of Cups. Like I said, streaming live for Triller TV. And then let's see what else I got. I have Grindhouse Pro Wrestling's Rise at the end of the month. It's one of our bigger shows of the year, featuring Clayton Cannon putting up his Grindhouse title against the career of Birdo with Hippo in the first ever Grindhouse Pro Wrestling steel cage match there at the Jeffersonville Arena. So that is on 428 in Jeffersonville. 518, I am back the Ace of Cups in Columbus, Ohio for Unsanctioned Pro. I am in talks about potentially doing a show on May 11th in Evansville, Indiana, so I'll let everyone know if that comes to be. And then just as of last week, I got signed for a show on June 29th in Lafayette, Indiana. Our very handsome friend Zane Paisley gave me the assist on that one. Every Child Wins, it's a fundraiser show, and already signed to appear the franchise Shane Douglas, the Queen of Extreme Francine, the referee that always calls it down the middle, Bill Alfonso, and the Sandman, plus a bunch of talent from the Indianapolis scene, the Indiana wrestling scene. That's June 29th in Lafayette, Indiana, at the Tippecanoe County Fairgrounds. If you ever went to any of the School of Rock shows or the Chikara shows that happen in Lafayette, that is the same venue. As always, you can follow me at Nick Manilaw on all social media. And hit me up if you want to book me, if you want to talk some wrestling, if you want to, you know, do whatever, man. Hit me up.
All right. Well, fans, definitely, if Nick Manilaw is on the call, watch that show. He's very, very, very good at what he does. So get out there and support him. Please, once again, support Paul Cade, as we ask you every year. It's a very important show for a lot of us, so we appreciate the support. And Nick Manilaw, I will see you in 9 days. I look very forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for all the love, as always. And I will see you at Paul Cade, buddy.
All right, fans. Paul Cade 5 coming to you the 21st of this month at the arena. Make sure you have plans to be with us. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. We have, out of Alaska, Mox Rose. And then 1 week from today on the show, we have the return of former Pacific Northwest-based promoter Taylor Jury. So make sure you have plans to be with us. Get out there and support your local independent pro wrestling wherever it may be near you. You can find me tomorrow night in Vaughan, Washington at Northwest Pro, and we will talk to you soon.